I think like I've always known what I wanted to do for like about 6 years now. So I know that I need to get my A-levels and I want to go university and then go straight into the police force. But I have the after as well, so like once I've done my 30 years, I then want to go and be a teacher. So I've got it a whole lot mapped out.
For me, it'd actually be kind of like in the middle. Because there are days when you feel like, oh, you know where you're going and what you want to do. And there's when you're just unsure. And there are days you just feel like, you know, you're just... Because it's like A-levels. And you're like going to uni, it's a lot of stress. There are days when you just don't know what to think of.
Well, it's the idea that I know, like, I have different ideas of the things I want to do, but it's like there's no fixed location. So I feel like half the time I'm bouncing around and I'm not really sure I'm going to end up, and that kind of makes me fearful because it's like, once I do get my degree, what am I going to do? Like, what's it going to be like? Will I get a job instantly? Won't I? Is the degree that I'm doing going to be useful for getting a job? And it's a matter of, I feel like, because I'm very undecided, I feel like this little lifeboat's going to sink.
I'm very unsure about what to do in university and after that, because I'm kind of, because of my A-levels, I've kind of got a lot of options I don't know where to narrow down on. And because of that, I'm not sure whether to get one degree or another, or whether to go in one direction or a different one. So I'm kind of less than 50, but more than zero. So I'm kind of like 25.
I completely have no idea. I have a vague idea of what industries I want to go into, but from then on I have no idea on where to go.
And how do you feel about that?
Stressed, and I just don't want to make the wrong choice. That's if there is a wrong choice or a right choice.